Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you're hearing the broadcast during the first half of the 3 o'clock Central Time hour, we would love to hear from you because you are hearing the live broadcast. 844-322-2742. That number is good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. How do we overcome emotional problems? How do we get out of those feelings of anxiety or self-pity or fear or anger or depression? Well, all month we've been giving the prescription, and that is truth.
Yes.
Truth is what sets us free. But in this world, we're just bombarded with lie after lie after lie. And sometimes those lies are really appealing. They're alluring. They're like that fish hook, you know, they have something good on the end of it, and then you take a bite, and then you're hooked.
Yeah.
And, man, you're just dragged along by this lie, by this deception. Well, how do you get free? Well, eventually you have to come back to truth. Now, Paul gives the importance of truth in Romans chapter 1. It's an incredible passage that talks about the wrath of God, talks about what happens to those who go against the clear revelation of God that we can see in nature. But it gets down to this. It says in verse 25, or actually in 24, therefore God gave them up in the lust of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because, and here's the root of this, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Now, God has created us to worship. And if we're not going to worship God, we're going to worship something else. Now, in this world, Satan, our enemy, throws up all sorts of things that we can worship. Ultimately, he wants us to worship him. That was the temptation to Jesus in the wilderness. If you will just bow down and worship me, I will give you the kingdoms of the world. Now, we think having the kingdoms of the world is going to bring us happiness. We think having all the money in the world is going to bring us happiness. So in an attempt to get all of those things, we exchange the truth about God for a lie. And when we do, we have doomed ourselves to a life of misery, to a life of disappointment, to a life of all of those negative emotions. Those are the consequences of exchanging truth for a lie. And it starts with the truth about God. And that's what's so important about this passage in Romans, that Paul clearly says they exchanged the truth about God. If we're going to get back on a positive path, a path toward peace, a path toward experience, true life, true forgiveness, it starts with understanding the truth about God. That's the place of beginning for all of us, isn't it, Andrew?
Yeah, it is. And you say, well, what comes next? I mean, after we have got some idea of how good God really is, about how he wants this healthy way of life for us, about his nature, about his character, where do we go from there? And I would say that, you know, in the gospel, we also learn the truth about who we are, the truth about ourselves. You know, I'm thinking of when Paul says, count yourselves dead to sin and count yourselves alive to God. So we've got this new way of looking at ourselves, looking at God, and when we see ourselves the way God sees us, then everything starts to change in terms of these lies. I mean, you know, there's the power of sin that offers us these lies, and then there's this pattern. You could call it the flesh. The Bible calls it that. There's this pattern of thinking, this pattern of behavior, these habits, these past patterns that we've walked after. And those are all lies, and yet sometimes they're hard to get away from. They're hard to escape. They're hard to say no to. And I think the truth about God helps us escape those lies. And then the truth about ourselves. Hey, you know what? that's not true of me. I'm not going to buy that. I'm not going to believe that. That won't satisfy me. That won't fulfill me. I'm made for something better. I'm made for something greater. I'm connected to Christ. He is my fulfillment. So you're right, Bob. We begin learning truth through this renewing of the mind, and it is the truth about God and about who we are in Him that'll really set us free.
Yes, it is. And that's, next month we're actually going to talk about our identity in Christ. That's such an important issue. But there are things that are true of us simply because we're identified with Christ, simply because we've been born again into His family. Jesus is now our family head. We are co-heirs, joint heirs, so all that's His now belongs to us. And as we really rest in that truth, embrace that truth, we can begin to live out that truth in this world. And that's what's different. We talk about a holy life, and a holy life is a life that is set apart from the things of this world. It's a life that's different. Well, when we start to live out who we are in Christ, that looks different than what's going on in the world. And that's why it's so vitally important for us to grab hold of truth, the truth about God, and Andrew, as you said, the truth about ourselves. And as we begin to really rest there, anchor ourselves there, then we're going to see a steadiness in life. You know, when life throws all of its trials and tribulations our way, it's not going to knock us over. We may get rocked just a little bit, but it's not going to knock us over. Why? Because we have a firm foundation in the truth about God. And that's where we all need to be.
Absolutely. Well, this is Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, Andrew Farley joining us today. I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad that you're with us. You can really be with us at 844-322-2742. We would love to share this particular time with you. If you have a question, something you'd like to add to the conversation, why, give us a call right now if you can. 844-322-2742. Bob, as we've mentioned before, we are only like 37 days, I think, away from our end of our fiscal year. Talk to our listeners a little bit about the importance of really, really stepping up at this particular time as we approach that end of the fiscal year.
Well, we were just talking about this earlier this morning. There is nothing more valuable than the grace of God. He gives it to us freely, and it does everything for us. It makes us alive in Christ. It takes us from death to life. It gives us a new identity. It empowers us to live out who we are in Christ in this present world. It teaches us to say no to sin. It's what the world needs. There are scientists looking for cures to all kinds of diseases. People are investing in that like crazy. There are all other humanitarian needs, and people are investing in those things like crazy. But underneath all of that, people need Jesus. Yes. People need the grace of God. And those of us who need the grace of God, it's on our shoulders to advance that message, to get that message out. Who else is going to get it out if not us? Yeah. The world isn't going to invest in proclaiming the good news about Jesus. The world isn't going to give dollars so that others can know that they're forgiven in Christ. Those people who know Jesus, we're the ones who need to invest to lift up the name of Jesus. And you can do that by a gift to Basic Gospel. For as long as we've been in existence, we have been lifting up the name of Jesus Christ. That's who we talk about. That's who we want to connect people to. That's who we point people to. Why? Because He is the answer. And this gospel message speaks directly to the needs of the human heart. We need to get behind it, support it with everything that we are. Why? Because it is everything that we are.
Yes.
This gospel message defines us in ways that we could never dream or imagine. So as believers in Christ, let's stand behind this gospel message. Let's support it. Let's give. And not just the dregs at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. Let's give generously.
Yeah.
Let's do all that we can so that others can be connected to Jesus Christ, can be saved by His grace, can have the grace of God teach them to say no to sin and unrighteousness, and to live righteous, upright lives in this present generation. Let's invest in the grace of God. It's the most needed, necessary, essential message this world has ever known or will ever know.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Bob, for those thoughts. And friends, you can go to basicgospel.net. You can click donate, or you can click the breakout link, and you'll get a copy, of course, of the breakout, the message by Bob and Richard. We'd love for you to have a copy of that, but we really need you to partner with us if you can. Basicgospel.net, or you can call to make your gift at 844-322-2742. That's our universal number, 844-322-2742.
Thanks, Bob. We're going to go to Beltsville, Maryland, and talk with Arthur. Hi, Arthur. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well. How about you, my friend?
Pretty good. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, you are so welcome. What's on your mind today?
Well, I was just wondering, I just asked this question because I was raised Christian Science, but I ended up becoming a Christian after I got later on in life. I was just wondering, I get tempted, you know, sometimes look at, like, some of the, like, the self-help, some of the new age mind power things, because I grew up with that stuff, you know. But I was just wondering, if you really are saved, you can't get what you call, like, get in touch with your higher self or Christ consciousness and all that. That won't work for you if you're a Christian, will it, or?
Well, yeah, Arthur, great question. I mean, first, it really doesn't work, period, because it's a deception. Those who are chasing after... You know, it doesn't work for anyone. They're trying to chase after Christ consciousness, and they end up with who knows what going on in their heads, and things become really loopy and quite crazy, and we end up potentially getting into doctrines of demons and crazy stuff. There's so many cults and, you know, bad movements out there that use the name of Christ but don't have anything to do with him in reality. So, you know, you can mark these new age movements by a lot of common themes. I mean, you know, you're dirty and you're awful and we need to get you clear and clean and we need to get you to a higher place and get a higher consciousness and we're going to seek secret knowledge. And, you know, all of this stuff is thousands of years old. And Paul writes, and he says that all real wisdom and all real knowledge is really in Jesus Christ and in knowing him personally. So, you know, you can rest assured that you've got the best thing going just by knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and the fact that he lives inside of you. You know, you don't have to be wondering or envious or curious about any of that stuff, because it is certainly a bunch of junk that really can be distracting and misleading. And, you know, God is your creator. And through Jesus Christ, he is valuing you and esteeming you. Go ahead.
I got one more question. Will I have time for one more question?
Sure.
I was just wondering, like, I got this book. It's called The Money Code, Why There Are So Many Jewish Millionaires. I think it was by H.W. Charles. He said, like, if you give to the poor, that'll, like, eventually, over time, you get more wealthy. Away. It's even Jewish writings talking about that in their book, The Money Code.
I think it's
Proverbs 28:27. He that gives to the poor shall not lack. It doesn't say that.
Yeah, so, and the question is lack. Yeah, the lack what? And I think we get to a point where we're looking for a formula for wealth, and then our God becomes money, or at least he's seen as a slot machine where we put in enough quarters of faith and then pull down the handle and out come the guaranteed blessings because of the money code or because of the formula that we followed. And, you know, again, what I would say, my friend, on that is don't allow yourself to be distracted. Don't fall for the formulas. Don't fall for the get-rich-quick schemes. Even if they have the name of Christ attached to them, that's exactly what they are. They're still schemes and tricks. And, you know, if you just buy this book and if you just tithe this amount and if you just give to this, then God will promise to bless you back with money. And, you know, all of that stuff is really distracting and deceiving, and it's not the real gospel by any stretch. So, you know, it sounds like to me, my friend, you've got a history in some of that and you're tempted to be pulled in those directions.
Yeah.
But I just want to encourage you. I mean, don't go after the get rich.
I have been going to church more lately, and me and my sister were praying every day. We pray together as a family. I didn't grow up in a family that prayed, you know.
Yeah.
So now we started to do. We pray every day I'm starting to read my Bible and pray, but I do get tempted sometimes. You know?
Well, Bob Christopher's here with me, and I'm sure that we would love to put a resource into your hands that would really help you get firmed up in your faith. And as you guys have that prayer time together and you're spending time with your loved ones talking to the Lord, it's a great time to really dig in and learn more truth. And that's the theme this month anyway, is how the truth will set us free from things like this. So, Bob?
Yeah, Arthur, we'll put you on hold and send you a copy of my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. I'll just leave you with this verse out of John 6:35. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall never hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." And you know, Arthur, what Andrew was saying to you there is that in Jesus you have everything that you need for life and godliness. In him you have been made complete. There's nothing lacking in you whatsoever. You're a child of God. There's no greater status than that. And so you need to find your contentment in Christ. So sometimes when you're, you know, looking out there and being tempted, it's because you're not sure what you have in Jesus. So this book will help you really get grounded, will help you know exactly who you are in Christ and who Christ is in you. So, Arthur, you hold the line. We'll get this to you. Once you read it, get back in touch with us, okay, my friend?
Okay.
All right. Hey, we sure appreciate your call, Arthur. Thank
you.
Indeed.
Thanks, Arthur. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and we're glad you've joined us again. 844-322-2742. Still in the first half of the 3 o'clock hour, so we would love to hear from you. We are still live. 844-322-2742. Guys, a question from Scott, who writes to us from Sun River, Oregon. He says, "Is it biblical to take a medication for depression while not totally withdrawing from God, but not praying and reading the Word as I did before I had depression?"
Well, Bob, Richard, you know, this is one that we get often because we might struggle with some pretty difficult feelings. We're trying to navigate our stress and our anxiety and our depression. And, you know, you hate to make a judgment call that's just going to be a one-size-fits-all for everybody on the planet. What I've seen is that some people think, well, you know, even if they have a legitimate physical problem, well, I'm just supposed to trust Jesus and not even take care of the physical. Well, we know that's, you know, speaking of Christian Science, those were the heresies and the wrong teachings of Christian Science, that you can never take medicine and that, you know, you're just supposed to trust to the spiritual realms to take care of you. And God made our bodies, and he often uses doctors. And so we don't want to denigrate that or belittle that or act like we have a one-size-fits-all answer for medical concerns. But I will say that our theme of the month here, as we're looking at the truth and how it sets us free, I mean, Bob, you were just talking about the lies that hit our minds, and some of those lies can be quite depressing. And, you know, sometimes depression has a root to it that is very plain and obvious. Hey, I'm thinking these thoughts and it's leading to these feelings. And so rather than just putting a Band-Aid on the feelings, I need to go back and reevaluate the thoughts and say, you know, am I taking this thought captive to Christ? Am I taking the truth in mind here? Or am I believing, you know, for example, I'm scared to death that I might go bankrupt. I'm scared to death that my husband or wife might leave me. I'm scared to death of a future event that hasn't happened yet, and that creates anxiety. Or, you know, I'm buying into some kind of condemning accusation. You know, I'm no good. God's angry at me. God has left me. God has abandoned me. God is sick of me. You know, or I can't forgive myself for what I did 10 years ago. I mean, these sort of thoughts, they're not out of thin air. They have content to them, and they are lies of the enemy. And that's where the truth really can come in and invade our thinking and rescue us from some pretty debilitating depression.
Yes, indeed. And if somebody is out there listening and they are taking antidepressants or whatever, that those things have been prescribed by a physician, you know, stick with what the physician has prescribed. But remember, truth is what's going to set you free. Medication is not going to cure the core issue, the root problem. Only truth can get down and really bring that to the surface and enable you to deal with it. So if you're on a medication, don't go cold turkey. We've seen too many people try to do that, and been a problem. That's been a terrible problem, and it's made their situation worse. So you want to stay under the guidance and the care of your physician, but you want to get your mind engaged with truth. That's what you need more than anything. So don't think that this pill is going to be your cure-all. Get your mind engaged with truth. Learn how to walk by faith in Jesus Christ. Learn how to rest in the fact that your sins have been forgiven once and for all. If you've never come to Christ, ask somebody to share the gospel with you. Ask somebody to share with you what Christ's death, burial, and resurrection can mean in your life. The fact that Jesus died for your sins, to take them away once and for all so that you could stand before him as a forgiven person. The fact that he was buried, putting an end to that old way of life so that you could come to the end of your old life and receive new life in Jesus Christ. And that's the power of the resurrection. Just as Jesus Christ was raised from the dead physically, you can be raised spiritually to walk in the newness of life. You can leave that old life. You can be dead to sin, crucified with Christ, but now fully alive in him, learning to live by faith in Jesus Christ. So if you've never come to Christ, ask somebody to explain that gospel message to you. If you are in Christ, get your mind attached to truth. Ask the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, to guide you into all truth so that you can experience what Christ came to do, and that's to set you free. So truth is the answer. We need to realize that.
You just preempted the last question. This is from Christopher. He wanted to know what it means, as you know, you'd mentioned walking by faith. He wants to know what it means to walk by the Spirit.
Good question.
Yeah, I mean, you know, first of all, we want to make sure that people understand it's not nebulous or far off or chaos or anything like that. People, when they first think of walking by the Spirit, they might think, well, how do I know what the Spirit is up to? Well, I mean, Paul takes care of that, doesn't he, guys, as he describes the Holy Spirit, the character of Christ living in us, love and patience and self-control. So what are we afraid of here? Are we afraid of having self-control? Well, we shouldn't be. Are we afraid of letting love and patience govern our lives, the very love of Christ? Well, we shouldn't be afraid of that. So that's why Christ lives in us, so that we can trust him and walk by his Spirit. And, you know, all of this truth that we've been unfolding today about who God is and who we are in him, that's what the Spirit's job is to disclose to us these incredible truths that set us free. So, guys, you know, walking by the Spirit or keeping in step with the Spirit or trusting the Spirit or however we want to describe this, it's a living relationship with Jesus as he expresses himself in and through us. And, wow, there's no better life on the planet, is there?
No, there's no better life than what's available to us in Christ. For those who have that life, who have received that life, you know what we're talking about. For those who are out there that may be curious, may be questioning what life is all about, we invite you to explore the claims of Jesus Christ. And if you would like more information, we certainly would love to provide that for you. You can request it by simply writing to me, bob@basicgospel.net, bob@basicgospel.net. Yeah. We will get a response to you, and we will put some resources in your hands that can help you explore the claims of Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed. Well, of course, Richard and Bob have a message for you called The Breakout, a message to encourage you to respond to the eternal truths of the new covenant and experience all that God has provided for you through Jesus Christ. A copy of The Breakout is our gift to you this month when you make your gift to help Basic Gospel meet our fiscal year-end budget. We need an outpouring, friends, of over $200,000 in the next 37 days. So join us, friends. Click that prominent link at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. Either way is a great way to support Basic Gospel and the message of God's unconditional love and grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or at basicgospel.net. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, for Andrew Farley and the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow. I hope you'll join us. Bye-bye.